left-hand for Vanderbilt, left and right, Christina Wirth, Jennifer Risper, and Coach Melanie Balcom. Coach, an opening comment.
Well, I was really proud of our effort. I thought we came out really strong, and they had been starting games unbelievably. And I think we did a great job being ready to play. Defensively, I couldn't ask for a better effort. Offensively, we really struggled. They really picked up their defense and their denial and took things away from our offense. And I think that really we had a lot of opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. And, you know, eventually they started offensive rebounding, which they do so well. But I think that we've played them harder every time we've played them this year. And like I said, I'm proud of how much we've improved as a team.
Okay, questions for players? Started here, right here in the middle.
For either Jen or Tina. As Melanie mentioned, getting better each time, is that a little tough when you've had the losses to come back and try and find the improvement? And obviously you started much better tonight. Do you think you're getting there? And how much do you think you've improved over these three games?
I definitely don't think it's hard to come back. I think that every time we play them, we're excited about the opportunity that we have. And I think tonight, you know, we came out fired up. Like you said, when we played them at home, they came out and jumped on us early, and so I think that tonight we had a real focus on coming out and just really attacking them and, you know, just going for it. We know we had nothing to lose. They're the higher seed, higher ranking, whatever, if that means anything, but we just came out, and we're young, you know, and we're getting better all year long, and so every time we have an opportunity like this to just test us, we're excited about it.
Tina, can you talk about the struggles you've had in the last two games offensively? Are they putting some special defenses on you, or what's going on there?
I mean, I think teams know that, and I'm a shooter, and so I think that, you know, they're starting to do a better job. And that, you know, early in the season, I had wide open looks pretty much every game, and now I don't really get those wide open looks so much. But, you know, I did get good looks. You know, so did Meredith Marsh and our other shooters, and, you know, we just didn't knock them down tonight. So, you know, it happens, and other people stepped up, and Jen did awesome this entire tournament. And, you know, we just got to find a way to hit those shots. You know, I think that, you know, yeah, they had good defensive pressure, but, you know, shooters just have to keep shooting, and that's what we're going to do.
As for players, anything? Right here in the middle.
Jen, you had 15 rebounds yesterday, 9 rebounds today. What's your secret?
I don't know, Carol. I just want to get it. We do a lot of drills in practice where we're fighting hard and just competing a lot, so I think it's just carrying over into the game.
We call it a want-to. Jen has a lot of want-to.
Nice thing for the players. Anything else? Okay, thank you, players. And for Coach, let's get started. Right here in the middle.
Can you talk about the tempo of the game, especially in the second half?
What about the tempo?
It seemed like there were a lot of long possessions on both ends of the court. And was that by design, or was that because of the defense of both of the teams?
Well, the score was 26-20 in the second half, so I think both teams were playing very hard defense. It's, you know, we've played each other 3 times. We know each other very well. And, it's, you know, it's like an NCAA game. Both teams are very prepared. They're both very successful. And you're going to see, you know, you're going to see great defensive efforts and people being taken away from things. And it's going to be hard to get shots, so you're not going to be able to make one pass and score. It's not going to be easy. So that slowed the tempo down more. Yes, we're obviously they're very, very good in transition, and that was one of our goals was to slow them down and to stop them and score. We have them to 26 points in the second half, and this is a team that scores 80 and 90 and 9. And so I think that was definitely a big part of our game plan and was successful.
Right here on the left, Coach.
Melanie, you talked last time you guys played about the height differential, the speed and the athleticism. Does it come down to that again tonight?
Personally, I don't think it did. I think they hit shots and we didn't. Who would have thought we'd shoot 2 for 17 from three and had open looks from especially Tina Worth and Meredith Marsh, who are two of the best three-point shooters in the country that they generally make. And so they shot the ball really well from three, especially in the first half. We did a better job getting out on their shooters in the second half. I don't think it's so much height and athleticism, but they do have one of the best players in the country. And that changes your team defensively, you know, and Candace Parker changes the game. And so you gotta play her a certain way and try to take away her without giving too much to everybody else. And so that makes it even more difficult. But the fact that we held them to 63 points, I don't think that happens to them a lot. And I think that that's something that's going to give us an opportunity to make a run in the NCAAs. And in postseason, that's where we want to be defensively. Offensively, we didn't make the shots. We had them, and we did not make them.
Anything else for Coach? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.